This is WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Armed for Battle, But Unwilling to Fight.
The first point to why Christians are armed for battle and unwilling to fight or unable to fight is because many of them have been seeking spiritual knowledge with no intention of using it or lacking the ability to use it. Now, what does that mean, Pastor? What does that mean? That means that you have people out there who love to go to church. They love to listen to tapes. They love to listen to television ministries. But you look and say, what has that person done? They've got all this word inside of them. They've gone to church all their life. They've been in it for 100 years. They do this, that, and the other. But what have they done? What is the fruit of all that? You know, there are many Christians, particularly in a charismatic move, who like to collect knowledge with no intention of using it. I've heard Brother So-and-so preach. I've heard Sister So-and-so preach. I have his tapes. I have their tapes. I read that book. I've done that book. But you look and you say, what has that person done for God? Who has that person shared their faith with? You look and you say, wow, I'm deceived. I really thought I was doing all this for God because I was gathering the word. And he says, study to show thyself approved. But it also goes on to say a workman, not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A workman. God intends for us to study the word, to get the word through any means we can, and then to go out and do something with the word, not just to collect it. But we have more churches in America and people supposedly going to church than is necessary to win all of America together. But the average Christian is really armed for battle, but unwilling or unable to fight. Now, 2 Timothy 3:7, it says that people are ever learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3:7, the people are ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. They're talking about some chatterbox. In this instance, they happen to be talking about women and going around causing problems and studying. He said, these people are around there and they're ever learning, but they're never coming to a knowledge of the truth. Now, what that shows us is a difference between spiritual knowledge and spiritual revelation. Now, if I read my Bible, I will get knowledge of spiritual things. I'm talking about head knowledge. I will begin to understand certain spiritual things with my head. If I read a lot of books and listen to a lot of tapes, I will begin to understand certain things with my head. But I will not have any revelation in my heart. When revelation of the Word of God hits someone, it brings a change. I think of it like this. When the understanding of man reaches the power of God, there's going to be some sort of change. When I finally, the light clicks on, I read this 100 times, and my mind understands how it's supposed to work. I understand all the 3 or 4 steps there are to it, but yet I can't seem to do it. You're lacking the spiritual revelation. You've collected the knowledge, but you're lacking the revelation. And for revelation, you pray to God and you meditate more and you say, Lord, I want a revelation of this. I want this to move me. I want this to change me. And then by faith, you have to step out and start doing what the word says. If the word of God is said to do something, you're armed and ready to go, then you got to get up and go. You got to step out on your faith. You got to go beyond just a head knowledge or a knowledge of spiritual things to a revelation and walking in that and knowing that you know that you know that that's God. Now, if you want to know if you're one of these people who fall in this category, because I've been there, I think it's part of Christian growth. We all grow through this. Some of the characteristics of these Christians would be like this. They'll collect tools for the purpose of collecting dust. What I mean by tools is spiritual tools. They'll collect Bibles. They'll collect books about the word. They'll collect the tapes. They'll collect all kinds of things. And the ultimate purpose of their collection is for them to collect dust. They're not planning on doing anything about it. I know some people love every book they see and they buy it, but they never ever read it. Never read it, never skim it, never use it, never go back to it. They just like buying it. Just like buying it. They are collecting tools to grow in God for the purpose of collecting dust. That's a characteristic of a person who's seeking spiritual knowledge with no intention of using it. Because a person who's intending to use it will obviously get what they need out of it and then go out and apply it. If you have everything around the house and all this stuff and you're like, man, you know, I'm not planning on you. I really don't use any of this. I'm not really planning on using it. we sometimes fall in that category. Another characteristic of this person would be involved in spiritual things with a lack of spiritual growth and development resulting. This person will be involved in spiritual things with a lack of spiritual growth and development resulting. Let's take, for example, a person who ushers, as I did, or a person who's a Sunday school teacher, or a person who is a parking lot worker or a children's worker or something like that. They get involved in the things of God. They begin to experience certain things, but yet there's no real spiritual growth or development because of that.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
With a lack of spiritual growth and development resulting. Let's take, for example, a person who ushers, as I did, or a person who's a Sunday school teacher, or a person who is a parking lot worker or a children's worker or something like that. They get involved in the things of God. They begin to experience certain things, but yet there's no real spiritual growth or development because of that. If you enter a work of God, a volunteer position in the church, and your heart is right, not just because they have a need, not just because you want to do it, not just because, well, it's your Christian duty, but you say, I want to do this and I want to do it as unto the Lord. I want to do this for God. I want to be my best at this. I believe God to anoint me to pass the buckets, if that's what I'm doing. I believe God to anoint me to take care of the babies and to be a blessing. I believe God to anoint me to park the cars. I mean, to be able to do the job well. If you take your position as a calling from God is, this is what I want to do for the Lord, and you keep that before you, and you're not just doing it, but you're doing it with a heart to serve God, you will begin to grow. You'll be surprised at how you will grow. When I was ushering at Rhema for 6 years, I grew a lot spiritually just being close to that anointing that goes along with that position. Just helping out in the ministry, taking part, would bring spiritual growth. I began to see things in the ministry I wouldn't have seen any other way sitting in the pews, not getting involved. But a lot of times these people will get involved, but you'll never see any development. They won't know God anymore. They won't love people anymore. They won't have a heart towards people anymore. Because ushering, you have to learn patience with people. If you work with people, you have to learn patience with people. And that's a spiritual virtue. And you should develop. But it is possible to get into those, to take them as a job, to take them as a stepping ladder to get closer to the pastor or closer to some type of thing here or there, something other than for the purpose of doing it for God, and you'll find out you'll never grow in that position. That's, again, a person who's going to be armed for battle, but they're not going to go out and do anything because they're just out doing things, but not for the intention of using it. I'm going to be a children's minister, but I'm not expecting to get anything out of this. I'm not expecting to grow. I'm not expecting to develop in my compassion. I'm not expecting to take this opportunity to love the babies, to love the parents who drop off the babies, to love the people to come into church and shake their hands. If you don't take it as a ministry, you're going to miss out on a spiritual blessing, even though you were involved. The third point to people, third characteristic to people who seek spiritual knowledge with no intention of using it, is pride. Because remember, knowledge puffeth up. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 8, verses 1 and 2, the knowledge puffeth up, but charity or love edifies. Knowledge puffs up, love builds up. Knowledge alone, without revelation, will puff you up. Take, for example, the Bible school student. We had that happen a lot at Bible school. You go to Bible school and somebody will be there for 3 months and they get 2 years worth of the Word of God in them because it's 15 hours a week. And I mean, you're just hitting the Word solid. And all of a sudden, they know something. They don't know things as they ought to know them, but they know a whole lot more than they knew before. And they know more than the relatives they knew perhaps when they go back in summer or spring break. And they'll take spring break or Christmas break or go home and blow everybody away. People don't know what they're saying. People don't know what they're talking about. And then they're proud that they did it. You know, oh, I have the word now. I know the word. You have it sometimes happens in ministers. You know, they feel because they know a little more than somebody in the congregation that they know it all now. And they get puffed up. these type of people who just seek knowledge, who just seek spiritual knowledge with no intention of really using it to minister and to be compassionate, can be puffed up with all that knowledge they get. Just in line with what the scripture said, knowledge puffeth up, but love or charity builds up. If you have knowledge without love, you might as well not have knowledge. Because you have to be able to minister that knowledge from God in love. The Bible tells us everything that we do, we must do in love. Sometimes people say, oh, brother, I'm just going to give him the truth. I'm just going to tear him. And you know that truth will tear that person down, not build him up. But I'm just going to give him the truth because the Bible says speak the truth. The Bible says speak the truth, but in love. And sometimes love is not telling the person the truth. You don't always tell everybody everything you know. That's not wise. But if you're a person that's got all this knowledge in you and you're puffed up and you're proud and you've collected everything and you know more than the person sitting in the chair next to you and you know more than the pastor or you know more than everybody else who you know, if you think like that, pride is sneaking in. Because a person who's not proud does not even consider their relative knowledge to anybody else's. The Bible tells us in Corinthians that those that are wise do not compare themselves amongst themselves. I compare myself to Christ and I say, I'm not wise compared to him, but that's my goal. And that's the focus of a Christian, is getting word to develop and to grow. How closer am I to Christ because I have grasp for this word now? Not, oh, I'm qualified to be a teacher now. You know, I'm qualified to tell everybody in my church how to do. How dare them put him in that position over me? I know more of the word than he does. That's a person who doesn't understand. That's a person who's puffed up in pride. That's a person who says, I have collected all this knowledge, therefore I'm qualified to have that position. And that's not the way God works. Not the way God works. Now, the result of this type of Christian is a saved soul, but a wasted life. It's the story of a man who was on his deathbed, and the minister was there, and he was talking to the minister, and he was preparing him for death, and God said, you know, he said, you know, I know I'm going out and, you know, I've lived a good life and, you know, I'm born again. I saved. In a few moments, I'll be with Jesus. And that's fine. I'm happy about that. That's great, minister. But, you know, the one thing that bothers me is, you know, when I stand in the presence of God, what will I say about all the wasted years? When I stand before my Lord, what will I say about all the wasted years? All the years that I didn't do anything for God. All the years that I didn't minister to anybody. Not the years before he was born again.
Today's message has been armed for battle, but unwilling to fight.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is looking to buy gold, silver, and diamond jewelry, gold and silver coins, sterling flatware, and all types of industrial gold-plated and commercial precious metal scrap. Family-owned and operated since 1945, Precious Metals Reclaiming Service